And this is Ben with you live until 12 o'clock today with Dave Penny in the studio, our independent financial advisor from Invest Southwest in Taunton. Hello.
Morning, Ben.
Good morning. What an interesting old time it is for people's finances.
Well, yes, apart from the beautiful weather, it's also interesting times in the world of politics and finance, isn't it?
There's so much going on. On the point of the weather, we'll keep you up to date with what's happening across the county and all the disruption and the effect on everyone here, so do stay with us for that. But we want to try and get you some really good money advice. Dave's with us every single month. We're going to be talking about Donald Trump and Nigel Farage today, but I just wonder, as a first sort of opening gambit with you, the Donald Trump effect on money, because everyone was concerned slightly after the election, what impact would that have on the markets, on people's finances. Have we seen any evidence of it on a personal finance front so far?
Generally, of course, there's been a sort of general shock and horror amongst many people for the Trump now being the leader of the free world. Weirdly, in the world of finance, it sort of seems that maybe that would be beneficial for the UK, that he is allegedly quite pro-UK. He's half Scottish and he's got businesses here. He's talked favourably about the UK. So, actually, the value of the pound has gone up since he gained office, or at least he's been elected. And so the European thing might be a bit less of a concern for us, you could argue, if he's going to favour the UK. So, the markets have been quite positive. Currently, the economic data is looking quite strong.
And if people have got sort of ambitions to invest in certain ways, do you or do other financial advisors tend to use these as opportunities to get people to think differently about the way that they use their money?
Well, it certainly is a major change in the kind of the makeup of the world, isn't it? And that is going to have an effect on us. There's an old phrase that when the US sneezes, the UK catches a cold. I mean, we're very closely linked to the welfare of the US, and so such a massive change in their government will have an effect on the investments that perform well or perform badly. And so, yes, the models that we use change to reflect the perception of the world going forward.
You keep a beady little eye on what's going on.
Yes, I have to say, Ben, being honest with you, a man in Taunton trying to sort of predict the stock market probably is the wrong person to do it. So we buy in the research from people who have large brains.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to give you too much credit, though. We need to talk about tomorrow and the autumn statement. We can come on to that in a little bit. What sort of bits and bobs do you think might be on people's minds, might be things to ask questions about today?
Well, so apart from the autumn statement and the massive Trump issue, do you know what's three pieces of news have come out since I last saw you a month ago? One is that the pension cold callers are going to be banned. So apparently 11 million phone calls and emails are sent every year trying to encourage people to liberate their pensions, which usually is corrupt and fraudulent in some way. That's being banned with threats of £500,000 fines. The FCA have just launched a study saying that the fund management industry is charging way too much. So we're paying millions too much in our pensions, in our investments. Even small investors, you think they have next to nothing, are paying too much in fees, and the FCA is going to clamp down on that. And thirdly, pension exit fees are being capped at 1%. Mm. Many of your listeners might well have tried to get money out of their pensions in the last year or two and found big penalties for coming out. It's not fair. Again, I think it's borderline corrupt. And that's going to be banned as well from the 31st of March next year. All three of those news items, they indicate if you've got money put away somewhere, don't just leave it. Don't just ignore it, because the charges could be wrong, the performance could be wrong. You know, my industry doesn't always look after people, so you should look after yourself and take a look and just check that all is well.
Yeah, and we would definitely need to talk about sleepwalking pensions and investments today. Those funds that you've got buried away somewhere that you may not even remember necessarily or even have touched or looked at for years.
Yeah, it's the same theme, really, isn't it? About having money away somewhere where you just don't know about it, you don't really understand it, you don't like it, and so you do nothing much about it. And you just, like a zombie fund, just sleepwalking into the future, paying high fees, not performing very well. Lots of with-profits funds have been allocating no bonuses for years, so no growth for years. Mm. And so not looking at that, not checking, is really burning your own money.
Yeah, okay, so there's every opportunity this morning to get some good questions to Dave, who's with us right through until 10 o'clock. 0345 303 1566 to call, or text Somerset in your message to 81333. Could be about anything of a financial matter, just get in touch. Dave will do his best to answer your questions this morning. Dave Penny with us, first of all, and he's with us until 10 o'clock today answering your money questions. He's an independent financial advisor from Taunton. Oh, we've got some good ones today.
Are they difficult?
Yes, some of them are.
Good, that's
some
exciting, of them
are. Yeah, we like difficult questions.
I'll do my best.
Yeah. So a couple of interest rates questions, first of all. We've got to start with Mike's. This is great. When can we expect the interest rates to go up, Dave? We've been losing about 12,000 a year since the interest rate went right down. Is it time that us pensioners were reimbursed for the mistakes of others? So we'll get you to get your crystal ball out. When are the interest rates going up?
Well, I suppose I should say at the start, I don't know. curiously, Mike, what has been mooted probably more than the opposite is that the next movement, at the next MPC meeting next month, might be down. It could go down further. Curiously, really, because of course inflation is likely to rise with the falling pound, and when inflation rises, usually the interest rates are put up to try and quell inflation. But I think the perception is that that's not, that the economy is still quite weak, and that there is 50-50. My guess is that the next MPC, Monetary Policy Committee, next month will hold it level, and then at some point, probably towards the back end of next year, the rates will start to rise, because inflation will rise for certain quite soon. But it's probably not because the economy is booming, it's because of other factors, for example, our currency. So I think, Mike, you probably have got a few more months, maybe even quite a few months of rates being, and even when they do rise, I think they're going to rise very slowly. Because we're now so indebted, compared to when rates were 15%, you know, 10, 15 years ago,
yeah,
we had so little debt comparatively. If you raised rates, you know, even by 5% now, it would bankrupt half the nation because they have so much debt. So a little tiny rate rise now has a much bigger effect on the economy than it used to in the old days. So even when they do rise, Mike, I don't think it'll be by much.
So frustrating for people who are looking for a return on their investments and their savings like Mike, but for someone like me that's just bought a house 5 years down the line when we have to remortgage, I don't want interest rates to rise at all, really.
Well, we're looking at 5-year fixed rates now on mortgages at just above 2%. I mean, 2% for a mortgage rate for 5 years fixed. It's wonderful for borrowers.
Yeah, really, really good. Edward in Burnham's question is also about interest rates. By the way, the lines are open for Dave. You can ask whatever you want. Doesn't just have to be about interest, savings, investments, pensions. Can be about anything money related. 0345 303 1566 is the phone number. Edward's question, as interest rates are so small in so many cases, Dave, is it worth investing in gilts? They seem to offer around 4% return. But is it all too good to be true? Not something we've talked about a great deal
No.
when you've come in.
No, we haven't. And it's a really good question, Edward. And certainly gilts do form part of a spread portfolio. What I can't tell you is that the rates on gilts now are 4%. And this is where it gets a bit complicated talking about interim yields and running yields and initial yields. But when you buy a gilt at 4%, that's such a good rate that it becomes a popular thing to buy. And so the price of the gilt goes up and then the yield comes down. So really, gilts are yielding very similar to what you can find on the high street, sort of between 1% and 2%, because their prices are so high. Gilts do form a part of a balanced portfolio. And in the post-credit crunch era, when equities, stocks and shares were falling, it was gilts and corporate bonds that saved the day and that made the money and made investors money. So I would certainly recommend gilts as a part of a portfolio, but you won't be looking at 4% right now on those.
Okay. Jeannie in Taunton, has the Bank of England increased the maximum amount that can be kept in any one savings account because of the weakness of the pound?
Yes.
Good.
The answer is yes.
Good.
Good question, Jean. Yesterday, I think, the Bank of England announced that it's called the Financial Services Compensation Scheme. So you put money in the bank, it goes bust, as one or two banks did do in 2008, and the government will protect you up to a certain amount. Because of the strengthening pound, a while ago, last year, the rate was reduced to £75,000. Mm. And yesterday, they've announced that from January of next year, that protected amount will rise to £85,000 to reflect the fact that the pound is weaker and it's done in euros, so therefore you get more protection. That's one each person with each institution. So if you're a married couple, you get twice that amount, so 85 times two. So yes, it's gone up. Well done, good question.
I assume that when you're advising people about switching accounts or putting money into certain savings accounts or banks, even if it's a current account, do you always say, look at that protection? Because not all banks have that in place, do they?
It's true, actually, yes. There are some foreign banks that don't. In this country, you need to conform to it. But you can, of course, put money with foreign banks. There's good Indian and French banks right now that have good rates. But we do most certainly look at making sure that people don't, if at all possible, have more than now £85,000 each in each institution. So you might spread it around different banks to multiply up the protection you have.
Okay. Dave is with us until 10, answering your questions on all matters money. 0345 303 1566 to call or text 81333. Start the text you send with the word Somerset. If you want to email, it's somerset@bbc.co.uk. A couple of questions on the way then, Dave, after 9:30. One on protecting money, the best way to protect money at the moment, Tony's question. Antoinette talking as well about wills and being unable to find certain certificates about savings and shares. So we'll talk about that as well with you very, very shortly. But it's 81333 to text and start the message with Somerset with your questions, please.